This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Okay. All right.
Is that your new Disney Channel show, Special Agent Paul?
Special Agent Paul. With all the weird weather terminology, this morning I was on with Vanita and I talked about swampy weather. She goes, swampy? I go, yeah, you know, it's pretty humid, jungle-like out there. Dew points around 70. You can just feel it in the air, Jor. Whew.
That's a technical weather term. I think swampy, jungle-like. I agree.
Yeah.
And I hear some rumblings of thunder here in St. Louis Park. So it's coming overhead.
That's your stomach. There are no thunderstorms in the vicinity of St. Louis Park right now. The nearest storm is Elk River.
Oh, must have been a truck then. Maybe it's that light rail construction happening.
That was a quiz.
I really thought it was thunder. I should know better, though. The dog didn't freak out yet. Usually when there's real thunder, she starts to freak out and crawls up on my lap. So that'll be my new judge. Nala is the new Doppler.
Yeah. Doggy Doppler. It works. My dog's the same way. Freaked out by storms. And sometimes Leo can detect the storms while I'm still distracted with something else. And he calls my attention to the fact that, there must be lightning and thunder nearby. But this is the time of year, Jor, you borrow a friend's car to run errands because of the threat of hail. I saw 3-inch hail in Wabasha County, just north of Rochester. That's tennis ball size hail. That was this morning. Those cells have dissipated, but hail the size of eggs down in Pine Island, Goodhue County, that's 2-inch diameter. And as close to the metro as New Prague, golf ball size hail. Really, anything bigger than quarter size, 1 inch, can put a dimple in your Prius and cause some issues. So that's why they issue warnings for 1-inch hail. That constitutes a severe thunderstorm. And the bigger the hail, the more nervous I get about tornadoes, because if you have an updraft in a thunderstorm strong enough to keep a tennis ball-sized chunk of ice suspended in the air, there's a good chance that updraft could also spin up a tornado. We do have that watch in effect until 9 o'clock. It does not include the metro, but it's close enough. We just need to pay attention, all of us.
If I saw tennis ball size hail falling from the sky, I would definitely think it was Armageddon. That is enormous.
Yeah.
And it would freak me out. I can't imagine what that would sound like on the deck. I would definitely think it was the end of times. I'd have to get on my knees and start saying the Shema because I would think it would all be over.
You know what would happen? A couple of weeks after, you would be getting somebody knocking on your front door, offering to redo your roof It's amazing. Yes. These roofing contractors now, they've got these programs that show the swaths of extreme hail. They know where the hail was 3 inch in diameter, and they show up, even if there is no damage. And many of them are fly-by-night scams, so you have to be very, very careful when people come up and offer you a free roof.
That's a good tip. Buyer beware.
Yeah.
So today, I read that Apple is discontinuing the iPod. Do you remember your first iPod?
I do. It was a big deal.
Yeah. You're an early adopter. And David, did you have one too? I mean, you were just an infant.
No. Well, I didn't have the traditional one. I had the iPod Shuffle, which was that little tiny, I mean, it's like the size of a couple of quarters stacked together. And I had one of those kind of pin on your lapel while you're jogging or whatever. Yeah,
that was the cool new one.
I know.
The first one was the iPod Touch, which didn't have a screen yet. It had like that circle that you could kind of rotate and shuffle through music. It was introduced more than two decades ago. If you can even imagine that, it was like the coolest thing. Remember, we all had Walkmen back in the day with our tapes.
The Sonys,
and then there were those portable disc players. And then, of course, the iPod just revolutionized the way you could listen to music. You could have hundreds of songs on this tiny little device, which was, you know, probably bigger than we remember. But, you know, this very small device that could go in your pocket. And it was just the greatest new thing. And Apple's really first successful project. Product. Well, today, you know, they announced they're discontinuing it. And it got me thinking about, I can't believe we're in a world that it already came and went. But it's already been over two decades. It's already been a while. And what is some of the other tech that was unbelievably revolutionary at the time and then we don't use anymore? And even in my short lifetime of 49 years, and that's just a blip, I can think of so many things that we don't use anymore. You know, the days of Blockbuster and going to get a video and popping that in the VHS. Yeah. The VHS was like a huge, you know, for much of my childhood, we didn't have one. Then it was this big purchase when we got it. And remember, it like had all the cords that connected the remote to the VCR and to the back of the TV. It was this huge thing, but it revolutionized the way we watch movies.
It did. I can't say I missed the VCR. It's nice being able to stream stuff now.
Of course.
Look, at the time, I mean, fax machines were a big deal back in the day. Pagers were a big deal.
Pagers? And I had a pager. Yes.
Yeah. And we thought we were so cool walking around with our pagers, and the pager would go off, and oh, look how important I am. I got paged. Wow. But I can't say I miss any of that stuff. Are things better? I mean, look, every technology gets disrupted. Is there one thing you're still using that was around 50, 60, 70 years ago? You know, maybe a stapler, scotch tape, scissors. But if it's technology, by definition, nothing lasts, right?
Even your calculator. You might have that on your desk, but there's also one on your phone.
But those calculators were expensive. Those Texas Instrument, when I was in college, they were hundreds of dollars for a stupid calculator. And now you know, pick them up for $10. Anyway.
So it threw me this morning. I was like, oh my gosh. And I guarantee if I search this house top to bottom, I would find a couple of those iPod Shuffles or the Touches. My kids, you know, when they go off to camp, they're not allowed to have screens, but they can have like a music device that doesn't have screens. So that's what we'd get them before they went to camp, so they could listen to music. And Mark used to run with one of those Shuffles, so I'm sure I could find some. And maybe I should keep them now that I know they're being discontinued, because in 30 years from now, there'll be a relic that is worth some money. So just figured we would take some texts on that. 651-461-9226. What have you seen come and go in your lifetime? What may have seemed life-changing that is now obsolete? The iPod Touch, the VHS, even the DVD player. You know, we used to have that for the kids. We don't have that one anymore. Yeah. So share, 651-461-9226. When we return, Dr. Gregory Poland from the Mayo Clinic, our vaccinologist, will be on with us live next.
The National Weather Service has issued a new severe thunderstorm warning far southwest metro Mille Lacs, Isanti, Sherburne County under this warning till 4 o'clock. They're calling for 1 inch hail, quarter size hail. My Doppler, 3 inch diameter hail right now between Monticello and Zimmerman. 3 inch. That's That's up around baseball to tennis ball size hail, if in fact that hail is reaching the ground. So, yeah, folks in the far west and north metro seeing the worst of the storms right now. A slew of warnings in effect. Another warning in effect right Meeker and Stearns County till 3:45. The big concern with these storms is large hail. If you have the ability, maybe bring your vehicle into the garage again, or borrow a friend's car to go to the store this afternoon. Greg Poland joins us every couple of weeks, and we love having him on, and we'll still have him on even when the pandemic is totally over. I hope I live that long. But he is a vaccine expert at the Mayo Clinic, and we're so happy to have him on our show. Dr. Poland, welcome back.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, we've got a couple of questions here for you. When it comes to long COVID, there was this paper that came out from Penn State College of Medicine that 7% of the U.S. population may have long COVID. And again, we don't know what we don't know. Different people have different symptoms, some severe, some not so severe. But it struck me that more than half of COVID survivors report some sort of symptoms that persist after 6 months. 7% of the U.S. population, that's 23 million people. What are you seeing when it comes to long COVID?
I think 7% is an underestimate. In fact,
really?
And part of the problem here is we need a tighter definition. Are we looking 30 days after, 60 days after, 120 days after? And when you look at numbers like that, in fact, the best estimates are that somewhere around 30 to 40% of people have symptoms that persist past 120 days.
Mm. Whoa. 30 to 40%.
Doc, okay. It seems like everybody I know is getting COVID now, and some, you know, for the second time. Yes, they're not ending up in hospitals, and it seems to be just a cold. So, should we now be changing the way we look at COVID? Should we still be testing as much? Should we take this not, you know, less seriously, but you know, we live with the flu. Is this something that we should expect to get and just live with and maybe not quarantine so much? What's your advice? Because it seems like we're having another wave, but not that serious.
Well, in fact, we are having a pretty serious wave. You know, if you look back at what we have talked about on this show in March, everything that's happening, we predicted. So we were very accurate here. We were down to less than 20,000 new cases a day. We're at almost 80,000 new cases a day, with almost 20,000 new hospitalizations. Deaths are up, granted by only 3 to 5%. But the best models, and you've probably heard some of this in the media, the best models are predicting that sometime this fall, maybe winter, we're likely to have a surge that will sicken and infect about 100 million people. So we are definitely not, you know, at a stable endemic phase of this pandemic. And the reason for it is that we've sort of thrown caution to the wind. I mean, go out to a store or a restaurant, they're full. Maybe 3 to 5% of people at best are wearing a mask. We still have a fair chunk of the population that has not been immunized. So we're acting as if we're in the endemic phase. And unfortunately, that will come home to harm us.
Dr. Poland, two of my kids have gotten COVID like two or three times. And thank God they haven't gotten really, really sick. But is this different than the flu? Normally, you get the flu maybe once a winter. You feel like crap for a few days. You get over it. You don't catch the flu generally, you know, a month or two later. Is COVID-19 different because it's a virus and it's mutating?
That's exactly right, Paul. I mean, generally speaking, there are different flu strains that circulate. But, you know, within a month or two, generally, you're being exposed to the same one. So you don't get sick again. But the difference here, and that's why we can't act like we're in the endemic phase. The difference here is, you know, we went from Delta to Omicron. Now we're in the Omicron subvariants. And when you look at this, 60% of the cases now are an Omicron variant, BA2, and another 37% are BA2.12.1. Each of those is more transmissible. Each of them escapes to some degree the immunity that we have from previous infection or previous immunization. And that's why you're hearing a lot of pressure from vaccinologists and public health officials for a variant-focused booster or a bivalent booster. And we will probably have that late this summer or fall.
Speaking of booster, last question, Dr. Polin, and thanks for hanging in there with us. I just got my second booster shot, got the Moderna, no side effects, could not have been easier. It's meant for people over the age of 50 who have some concern, maybe you're immunocompromised, whatever the reason. Who should get that second booster shot right now?
Well, you have to be over the age of 50, so I'm not sure how you got it. But
that is so sweet.
Well done.
If you're elderly and if you have significant medical issue or you're immunocompromised, no question about it. Run, don't walk to get that second booster. If you don't fit into those categories, here's the fractional benefit. It decreases the risk of death from 0.1 to 0.03%, decreases the risk of severe disease by about 3.5 times, and that lasted through the 6 weeks that they looked and followed people, and it decreased the risk of symptomatic infection by 2-fold, but that only lasted 8 weeks. So there's a benefit. It's a fractional benefit. Yeah, and it's related to the fact that we just keep generating these variants because globally we are not taking this seriously. I bet you, Paul and Jordan, if I got on the show today and I said, you know, guess what? We're going to have a virus circulating that can cause symptoms for the rest of your life. It may hospitalize or kill you. We're going to have 77,000 cases a day. 20,000 Americans a day are going to end up in the hospital, and 400 or 500 a day are going to die. There would be panic. And yet I've just quoted exactly what's happening right now with COVID, which is only getting more pronounced, worse in a sense. And we act like it's no big deal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've shaken us back into reality, Dr. Polin, especially me, you know, with my kids at school and them going out. I need to, you're right. I mean, I wear my mask everywhere, but not in the house with my kids, but I need to rethink that. So,
Well, it's hard. I think one of the things that happens is people get COVID. I know patients call me and they're embarrassed, and don't be embarrassed. I mean, There are infections you can't help. For example, kids too young.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To get immunized, who are in the home and yet going to school. The problem is that the schools are not using masking, which would be a simple and effective way to decrease, to mitigate the risk. And the other thing to remember for people is there are monoclonal antibodies and there are both injectable and oral antivirals available that are very effective.
If you can get them. I know.
If you can get them. Yeah, there are restrictions around them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Gregory Poland, always great to talk with you. Are you feeling well, sir?
Well, I've got some back pain. You know, the weekend warrior syndrome? Turns out doctors get it, too.
Slow. Keep at it. But be careful, my friend. Good to hear from you, Dr. Poland. Stay
Thank
well.
You,
Pace
guys.
Yourself.
Be safe.
Pace
Bye-bye.
Yourself. Thank you, Greg.
He's so great.
My goodness.
He's so great.
And George.
Yeah.
This week, we passed 1 million deaths in the United States. 1 million fatalities. And each one of those impacted at least 9 others. So, 9 million people impacted by these losses. And yet, we've kind of become numb. We want to get back to the way things were.
Yep. And we think we're bulletproof. You know, we had it once. We're not getting it again. But people are getting reinfected. It's a thing.
The brain fog. That's what freaks me out. That would not be good. Anyway.
It's real. Trust me. I know it.
Yep.
Terrifying statistics about gun violence and a couple of other news items we're thinking about today. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't mind the thunder and the lightning. The beach ball size hail, I can live without. And so can my vehicle. Although I guess body shops, it's a revenue source for them, right? Every time we get a big hailstorm, ka-ching. Jim calling in. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I have a little story to tell you about hail.
All right.
Because Jordana asked, I wonder what that sounds like when it hits your car. Well, I was coming down I-35. I just left Sandstone, and I could tell I was going to be on the back end of a storm. It was moving east, so I knew I was pretty safe. But the wind really picked up, and all of a sudden, I swear, it sounded like a sledgehammer hit my roof. And I screamed, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get hit by hail. And I knew there was a bridge just not too far down the road. So I thought either I get under the bridge or if I sit here, all my windows are going to go in. So I made it to that bridge, and 3 stones hit that front windshield. And there's 3 big pockets on the front windshield. And I gathered under a bridge with about 8 other cars and semis, and we just kind of waited it out. And right before I got under the bridge, a little golf ball size went through my back window. And, of course, every little bump, that window just shattered. So after after we got out under the bridge, I said, I got about an hour to drive home yet. So in my windshield, I could see through my windshield. So I drove home with a broken windshield and an open window in the back because it all shattered in. And by the time I got home, I looked at that car and those dents. They looked like baseballs hit them. They were so big.
And what did it cost you to repair your vehicle? Do you remember?
Well, it's That's a 2002 cheap. Buick, so I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now it's got war wounds on it that shows these nice dents. We had to replace the windows, of course, but it's still got these dents in it, and oh my gosh, I couldn't believe the size of those dents, and it sounded like somebody was hitting my car with a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Like, God forbid you were outside of the vehicle, or you had to get out for some reason. Can you imagine like getting hit on the head, Paul? That must cause a serious.
You could be killed by hail easily.
Thank God you had the car.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well done, Jim. Thank you for the call.
And
Yeah. And that's a good Buick commercial. You made it out of there. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Stay safe. Stay safe. My gosh, maybe I'm just a scaredy cat, but he makes it sound terrifying, but I would be absolutely terrified. It's sure. A plague. That's why it's one of the plagues in the Exodus story. Hail is terrifying.
It's not just the hail, it's the wind. It's the combination of wind-whipped hail. It's like a battering ram of ice. It'd be one thing if there was no wind, but if you have 50, 60, 80-mile-an-hour winds pushing those balls of ice onto your windshield or onto your roof, that just amplifies the damage. So glad Jim is okay. Be careful out there. Some pretty big hailers now, far north metro, and we're keeping an eye on stuff in southwestern Minnesota where a tornado watch is in effect, Jor.
Scary stuff. Some other scary stuff in the news. Gun homicide rates have reached record levels in 2020. That's the most recent data. Yesterday, the CDC found that firearm homicides jumped nearly 35% from the year before. Like, that's a huge jump. It's the highest rate in more than 25 years. And the leading cause of gun deaths is suicide. I was surprised to read that because, you know, we've been having a rash of crime and a rash of shootings here in downtown Minneapolis. And that makes the news. Obviously, we don't cover suicides on the news, but the leading cause of gun deaths remains suicide. But the rate of homicidal gun deaths is climbing. People who are disproportionately killed with guns are Black Americans. There was a 39% increase in homicide deaths in Black Americans. Black men and boys ages 10 to 24 were more than 20 times more likely to be killed with guns than white men. It's terrifying and frightening and needs to be stopped. And people say, okay, so what's behind the spike? You know, there was this spike of 35%. Researchers are saying the pandemic may have played a role. Disruptions in services like education, mental health, social isolation, economic pressures. The CDC also found that the highest levels of poverty had nearly a 5 times higher homicide rate than those at times with lower poverty levels. So those are a lot of different theories behind the uptick. And it's not just one reason. It's multiple reasons.
And just more guns in circulation, right? There are just more guns out there. And it's common sense. The more guns that are out there available, you're going to get into, you know, you're going to create situations where people resort to using guns to solve problems. So, yeah, that was sobering. Thank you. Oof.
Just new research.
Yeah. So when we come back, Susie Jones is going to update us on a story that I think you're going to want to stick around to hear. That's next. Paul and Jordana and DJ, got so bad for me, I had to install an app on my phone called RoboKiller, and I spend a few dollars a month to screen out these stupid spam calls and texts that are just making me crazy. I'm not the only one. Susie Jones reports 4.4 billion robocalls last month. Unbelievable, and she's working on a special series right now to highlight this unbelievable plague of spam calls. Hey, Susie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What were your major takeaways, and what on earth can we do about it? What's being done?
Oh, my goodness.
It?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think my major takeaway is right out of the gates is sort of sadly, kind of one of defeat in many ways, because it's a multi-billion dollar industry, Paul, that these scammers are really, really sophisticated. I interviewed a gentleman today on the phone. You'll hear more from him tomorrow morning in the 5 o'clock hour, the morning news, morning drive. His name was Kurt Welch, and he is the chief data officer for a company called First Orion. And that is the company's mission, is to block robocalls, block the spam calls. And he said it's a little bit like whack-a-mole, Paul, where they will just get a handle on one of the scammers and they'll have it sort of locked down for a period of time. And then a month later, a new scam pops up that they didn't see coming. So they're very, very intricate, very, very deeply embedded in our digital world, essentially. You mentioned, is it legal or illegal? It is illegal to make a spam call without someone's consent. And the Federal Trade Commission, the Communications Commission, lots of work is being done. We have these companies, as you say, that are taking part. The Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, I had him on as part of this series. He said that several other attorneys general in the country have come together and they have signed a compact with the providers. So whether it's Verizon or T-Mobile or what have you, whatever your provider is, to get them more involved in the process of stopping the robocalls.
Susie, how is it a multi-billion dollar industry? Are that many people falling for these stupid robocalls?
It's interesting, Jordana, because one of the people that I spoke with said that you don't even have to consent, or you can be on someone's website and consent or agree with something. Sometimes they'll say, you know, do you accept our cookies or what have you. You make the wrong click on a web page and you consented to getting a robocall. Like you're consenting without even knowing it.
Right, but how does the robocaller make money? Because when they call you, you just hang up on them. It's not like you send them money.
Well, not everybody, clearly. 4.4 billion people. I mean, they prey on the vulnerable, they prey on the elderly.
Yeah.
And if, you know, some of these calls are alarming. I don't know about you, but you know, I got one from XL. This is XL. We're going to turn your power off. Yep. You need to call us back and we need to get some information. And if you're, you know, I mean, if I'm not that dumb. And I was like, oh shit, shoot. Did I pay my bill? Like, I thought that was automatic. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I get it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're very tricky. Why. Sorry about that little slip up.
That's okay.
What did you say again, Susie?
She said shoot. We got you.
Thank you,
and
Susie.
We got you.
Am I getting the
after
music?
The news?
Am I getting? Yeah.
You're getting the music, honey. I love you. I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.